USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist National Poll shows only 36% of Democrat voters want Joe Biden, who reportedly received a record 81 million votes just a year ago, to run for re-election in 2024. In contrast, the poll shows 50% of Republican voters want President Trump to run for re-election in 2024. Biden's approve-disapprove rating is underwater at 44-49. The race for the governor's seat remains tight as Election Day approaches, but GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin will come out ahead, Representative Rob Whitman said on Newsmax Monday.
Glenn Youngkin prevails. He's been able to really capture the concerns out in the community, whether it's concerns about what's happening with our education system, concerns about where our economy is going, concerns about public safety.
This is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts, including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
American Airlines struggled to fix its operation, but still canceled more than 350 flights on Monday as disruptions caused by staffing shortages at the big carrier continued for a fourth straight day. Monday's performance was an improvement over Sunday when American scrubbed more than 1,000 flights, more than one-third of its schedule, according to tracking service FlightAware. We on Gravitas, a popular primetime show in India, exposed in a recent episode how Pfizer bullies and blackmails countries for shots and took a hard line in the push for profit.
Pfizer is silencing governments. How? Through contracts. These airtight contracts are at the center of everything. They can silence governments in ways you can't even imagine.
The contracts show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contracts, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A fire-related death in New York City is blamed on slow response time.
As the federal government is demanding to be a part of your medical life with vaccine mandates, Americans are losing their jobs. And with the absence of first responders, this policy is making Americans less safe. Frontline workers will be rallying in Washington, D.C. today. D.C. firefighter Will Jones tells Fox News someone lost their life over the weekend in New York City because leaders there closed down over 24 firehouses due to the vaccine mandate.
Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but just yesterday, there were 26 firehouses that were closed down because of staffing shortages in New York. And unfortunately, someone lost their life in a fire because the first due company, the one that would be the first engine company supposed to respond, was shut down because of those shortages. We don't know what will happen, but we know that's a distinct possibility, and that's what we definitely want to avoid here.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Roughly 11 minutes for a water tender to arrive at a fire. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson announced on October 28th that he has issued an executive order to protect the individual rights of his state citizens against overreaching COVID-19 vaccine mandates from the Biden administration. As the governor of the state of Missouri, I stand with concerned Missourians and will do all I can to stop federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates, Parson said in the statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.